Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Now, just to set the record straight, I didn't do anything. Nothing. That's because you're seeing three sheriffs from all the three counties around one table. It's not about me. It's about them. Very pleased to have with us, really for the first time ever, this program. We've been able to assemble all three sheriffs, York County Sheriff Tony Breeden. We have Lancaster County Sheriff Barry Fail. And, of course, Chester County Sheriff Max Dorsey. They're all here today. Thank you guys for taking time out of your schedule to come and join us. You have to grab that thing and put it in your hand. All right, this is Radio 101. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
All
thank
right.
you.
I want you to tell everybody a little bit about you first.
All right. Well, Tony Breeden, I was, as people know, I grew up in Charlotte. I moved to Rock Hill in 1995, spent just about 28 years with Rock Hill PD. Retired in 2022. I was working out at Cross Ridge in Lancaster County for a couple years. And then last April, things went a little crazy, and I decided to run for sheriff, and then we were elected, and I started in January. So we're 6 months in now. I'm way behind these gentlemen about knowing what I'm doing. But
have you figured it out yet?
They're helping me. They're working on it.
All right, right next to you, of course, is Lancaster County Sheriff Barry Fail. Barry, tell us a little bit about you, if you would, please.
Well, thank you for allowing us to be here, and I am Barry Fail, the sheriff of Lancaster County. Started my law enforcement career in 89 in Lancaster. My entire career has been at the sheriff's office there.
Really?
I decided to run for sheriff in 2008, took office in 2009. And I've been sheriff since. Been blessed.
How about that? Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, Max, you're on deck,
right,
buddy.
Well, good afternoon. And, yes, thank you for allowing us to be here together. My name is Max Dorsey. I'm the sheriff of Chester County, and I'm in my sixth year as sheriff. I served a little time as interim. I'm now in my beginning my second term as the elected sheriff. Spent the majority of my career at SLED. Started there in the narcotics unit back in 1997, and worked there for a little over 25 years, and rose to the ranks of the captain of the narcotics division, and spent the majority of my law enforcement career focused on drug enforcement. But I came back home and was fortunate enough to be elected sheriff, and so I'm just honored to be in this role serving my hometown community.
Well, I tell you what, that's probably a good place for us to start, which is you did a lot of work with SLED in drug enforcement, and
yes,
here
sir.
You are the sheriff, and you're doing the same kind of thing, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All of you, we're going to talk about that.
As all of us, and you know, drugs are they impact our world in so many ways, so many negative ways. A lot of our crime, and you know, I don't have any numbers on it, but I would say that a good two-thirds of our crimes in society are associated in some way with substance abuse. And so I'm very passionate about drug enforcement. I feel like people who are out there trafficking quantities or dealing it, they are spreading poison to our citizens, and so therefore they should be put away in prison for as long as we can put them there. I also see that people who are struggling with substance abuse should not necessarily be treated for their abuse through the criminal justice system. I think that is it's a lot of times it has roots in mental health disorders, and they are masked by substance abuse, and so we have a lot of ways out there we can get people help, but at the end of the day they got to want help, and they've got to seek it out.
You know, it's interesting that we have three different size counties here. We have small, medium, large, and yours is almost large, Barry. Are you seeing a lot of emphasis in your work day in and day out because of drugs?
Oh, absolutely. I think the one of the biggest contributors to crime these days anywhere is narcotics, drugs. I was fortunate enough to work back in the day with Max when he was at SLED, and I was in my narcotic days, and even back then, you know, 25 years ago, one of the major contributors to crime was narcotics, and I still see that today. I do believe that those responsible for dealing should be in jail, should be off the street. We need to always be aggressive when it comes to working narcotics, but there are those that have substance abuse problems that need treatment, and we're certainly not going to arrest our way out of this problem. We need to get those folks who have substance abuse problems treated properly and get them turned around, get their lives turned around, back on the street, be, you know, a positive person in the community, contribute something to the community.
Sure. And I imagine, Tony Breeden, you're about to tell me the same thing, that drugs is a big part of what you do day in and day out.
Yes, sir. We're very fortunate, and we were just talking about it at lunch, that we have our multi-jurisdictional drug unit. And we're one of the few counties in the state that has got it and maintained it and kept it going. And I think it's for us all working together and networking with all the cities, municipalities, and towns, and then the whole countywide with the solicitor's office, it does allow us to have that really good communication with everybody, and so we're working similar cases, same people involved in it, and it's been really, really successful as far as York County with the multi-jurisdictional drug unit. Like the sheriff said, that property crime and violent crimes, a large percentage of both of those are driven by the violent crime, a lot of drug sales, the property crimes by people trying to, you know, sustain their habit and things like that. So a large part of everything that we deal with, it begins and ends and circles around drugs.
So, Sheriff Fail, let me ask you this. Is it fair to say that none of you work in silos, that you're all working together almost on a routine daily basis?
Oh, absolutely. I think our success depends upon the partnerships we build, and certainly the resources these other two sheriffs have are made available to me, and whatever I have would certainly be made available to them.
And Max, from your standpoint, if you didn't have these two to fall back on, it would probably be worse.
I can count example after example of how many times these guys have helped Chester County. And you know, we talk about this amongst all the sheriffs. There are days where you just feel like you're in a bubble, and there's all this stuff that's going on, and you're so focused on what's in front of you. And we don't reach out to one another like we should, but I'm fortunate to have two guys like this that I've known my whole career, that there's not a week that goes by that we don't talk and share information, share resources, and you know, I think that's what's important for your audience to know, that the three counties here, we see one another as one big county. We do not hesitate to rely on one another to help out one another. And so for the constituents in these three counties, know that that's the kind of value you have, and not just one of us. You have it in all of us.
So we've got population growing all over this area. I don't care if it's Chester County, Lancaster County, York County. Grow. And this problem keeps growing with it. I mean, is it a problem that you think we can ever get a handle on? Can we ever win this thing, even with the laws we have in place now?
In my opinion, we're certainly not going to arrest our way out of the drug problem. It's trying to get people to turn their lives around, get them the proper treatment that they need. And at Sheriff's Office there in Lancaster, we got two programs that we try to help people that overdose or have substance abuse issues. And absolutely, the folks that have gone through that program, we've seen a big reduction in seeing those or opportunities to run in with them. Big reduction in that. So I think the program's working.
And how about you, Tony? What do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, our growth is, you know, especially with Charlotte and people trying to get out of Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the balance is, which I'm not on zoning. So, you know, I'm not worried about what the zoning is. But for us, the balance is always trying to to make sure that our staffing and what we have and equipment matches with what we have coming in, and especially when the growth into York County that it is, and you can see especially it's pushing all the way to the western side, Fort Mill side, that the population just continues to grow and grow and grow. And the challenge for us is to make sure that we are keeping up our staffing ahead of it, because if you ever fall behind, then you're in real trouble, because then you're just playing catch up. So the hard part is to have that vision match up with what you see coming, what the population is, and to adequately staff. But for most people, especially in law enforcement these days, it doesn't matter how many people they give you. It's, you know, we're all fighting out of the same pool of good qualified people. And you know, that's something that you're always going to face, that of trying to get the best candidates that you can. And it is different at a sheriff's office than a municipality, because of somebody's actually representing an office and the people in the entire county. And you know, sometimes those standards are incredibly high, and you have to maintain them, because as soon as you sacrifice them, everybody watches the news and sees what happened when you do. So it's, you know, is to just try and keep ahead of that and work with your county and everybody else in your council to try and make sure that you're prepared for it.
You know, there have been years, I know, particularly with the York County, where the Sheriff's Department had the budget to hire people, but they couldn't find the people. Is that getting any better?
It is. We just, you know, we were able to just give a fairly substantial starting pay increase, which has helped. But you still, it doesn't matter how much you're paying, your standards have to be high and you can't lower them. And even though we're short, we're not too terribly bad. We're like 12 now, which is not bad. But, you know, we've had a lot of people come to testing, and we may have 10 people show up at our original testing, and only 3 may come out of that to even get into the process. So one time we had it where one person only made it out of the original testing, and in our original selection process, 1 out of 10 made it into the actual background. So, and you can't, because what's at stake out there every day, you can't lower your standards. You just can't. And it's just kind of how it is.
Same problem with you, Max?
Yeah, well, you know, there's, let's be honest, there is a proportionate amount of criminal activity that's going to come with the population growth. York County's been experiencing population growth for a long time. Lancaster, especially on the north end, has, and now that's coming into Chester. And so a portion of that growth is going to be susceptible to being involved in criminal activity. And so we have to stay ahead of that game. And yes, it's hard. You know, the labor market is difficult right now. Salaries are high, but I think all of our counties have responded well. I know my county council last night passed third reading of the new budget, and it has a significant salary increase for our sheriff's office and all of public safety. And so I feel like our councils are recognizing and have recognized for the last several years the importance of public safety. It is a core function of government, and we've got to put our money in those areas, because if people aren't safe, nothing else matters. No economic growth is going to matter or even happen if people aren't safe in their communities.
Well,
yeah.
So, in your case, Sheriff Hale, you've seen Lancaster County in your tenure just kind of blow up in terms of size.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, northern Lancaster County is like a whole nother world. And how has that changed the dynamics of a sheriff's department that really was used to a population much, much smaller than what you've got?
Well, we grow about 4% each year in Lancaster County, and I have to mention my council as well. We have the best council around. They understand the need when it comes to public safety. They want people to feel safe. They've always done their best to give us the tools and the funding we need to be able to provide good services. But the Indian Land area in particular is like a big city. And those folks want services kind of like a municipality, and something we've never had to deal with. So being able to hire people to put up there to provide the services, meet the expectations, has really been difficult. It's almost like a bidding war among agencies. Everybody's wanting to pay a higher salary to get that perfect person, you know, within their agency. And, you know, we're competing with state agencies, and it makes it difficult.
And then you're competing also with Charlotte.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's another problem. You know, you can live in South Carolina and be a police officer in North Carolina, but you can't live in North Carolina and be a police officer in South Carolina.
We pick up a bunch of Gastonian people.
Yeah.
That's really, that is a major thing. And then, you know, but then again, a lot of people don't realize that you can't compare. Comparing any of us to Charlotte is not apples to apples. It's apples to oranges, because you have it's a different tax base. It's a different agency.
Sure.
It's not the same level of policing. It's not, you know, I know a lot of people up there that aren't happy, but they got a pair of golden handcuffs on them and they can't leave. So it's just a fact. I mean, so whenever people talk about it, I don't see us competing with Charlotte for anything, because nobody can compete with that money, the size of it, and what they have to offer. But there's a lot that comes with that too.
You know,
there's just a different, and I've talked about it before, there is something different about being at a sheriff's office in a municipality. There is. It's a different feeling. You feel like you belong to a sheriff's office and work at a municipality. So I think that's part of it too.
Wow. Jeez. So I don't understand the North Carolina, South Carolina thing. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, in North Carolina, you can be a police officer if you live in South Carolina. The laws are just crafted different in both states. We tried to get that changed several years ago. The sheriffs got behind it. Didn't go anywhere. But you can live in South Carolina and be a sworn officer in North Carolina. But you can't live in North Carolina and be a sworn officer in South Carolina.
So
you have to live in the state.
So what feedback did you get from your delegation representatives as to why they wouldn't do that?
Well, if I can remember correctly, Max, you may remind me, but didn't there have to be a change to the Constitution to make that happen?
Yeah, I think there's some constitutional issue. I can't remember the details.
Well, they change that kind of stuff all the time. Put it on the ballot.
When it benefits. When it benefits legislators, it does. Yeah, of course they do.
He said that, I didn't. And with that, we're going to take it. But I mean, is that something that's on your, I don't know, to-do list for 2026 for the legislature?
Well, one of the best things for us is the South Carolina Sheriff's Association. And the work that they do down there for us, you can't measure it, how valuable they are. And they are constantly, you know, they're working for those things. They're trying to lobby for us, that things that we get them that come out of our conferences and meetings. And the association is really valuable as far as that goes. And then I think there's also and the other thing is there's a balance of what you try and get and ask for. And when you're, you know, we're fighting for homicide bills, for fentanyl, we're fighting for legislation on some of the THC and some of those things. So it's, you know, I think at some point you look at it like, if everything's important, nothing is. But I think that the other thing that hurts is there's only a very handful of agencies that it affects. So, you know, if you look at that law, it's only really you, me, you to a degree a little bit on that side over there. But then maybe you're Greenville and a few other counties that border some other states. But probably 40 of the counties in the states, it doesn't bother them. Nobody's going to drive through two counties to work somewhere else. So the great majority of sheriffs are like, that's not my problem. So, and I'm not saying they're not unempathetic to it, but it's just six or eight people that it affect.
Right.
And really, it's really hurting us too a lot because of the proximity.
All right, guys, we're going to do the fun part of this program right now. We're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, I know Tony Breeden really looks forward to this, so listen closely. Fresh subs and salads, we do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2. Don't laugh too hard over there, Trent. How do we do it at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere. Here, too. We won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So, yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
When it comes to matters of the heart, you want someone who understands you. And that's our mission at Piedmont's Heart and Vascular Center. We are the only cardiovascular hospital in York County providing comprehensive care from diagnosis to recovery. Our team includes experienced cardiologists, cardiovascular surgeons, and nurses, all dedicated to keeping your heart healthy. Cardiac care with advanced technology close to home. That's Piedmont Medical Center. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great, and the company's great, and the food is fantastic. Bread's fresh, and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Jared Road across from Winthrop. Very appreciative of the three sheriffs with us today. York County Sheriff Tony Breeden, Chester County Sheriff Max Dorsey, and Lancaster County Sheriff Barry Fail. We could talk all day about drugs and, the uphill battle that you all have with it and what you're doing with it and the state's new fentanyl law, and hopefully that'll kick in and really be helpful. You know, another thing that is an outgrowth of all this population is traffic. Traffic, traffic, traffic. Who has the most problems with traffic? Is that you? Lancaster County.
Yeah, we have our share of traffic complaints, especially up in the Indianland area.
Oh, I bet you do.
We just don't have the staff to work traffic as people would expect us to. We kind of leave that up to the highway patrol. They're understaffed as well, but it makes it difficult to be able to patrol and do the things we're required to do and work traffic as well. I think we got two officers that work full-time traffic, and for them to be all over the county, we have a county roughly 550 square miles. Two officers can't do a whole lot.
How many officers do you have?
I have 147.
147 officers.
Now that includes myself, my command staff, SROs, and everybody.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. How many of that 147 are out there doing patrol?
A little over 80.
A little over 80.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of ground to cover.
Oh, yeah.
24/7.
That's right.
We also have one of the things that Sheriff Phelan, we have in common is the 521 for them, and then 49 coming across the bridge into Lake Wylie area, Clover area is, and sometimes you can't make people understand there's nothing you can do about volume. They have one highway getting everybody in. We have the one main highway trying to get a bunch of people through the eye of a needle, and there's only so much you can do. We do know that we've made it clear we're going to have a very heavy emphasis on traffic. But, that's still when it's applicable to do enforcement and when you can, and you try and do it. But, and I guarantee you both of them have 10 to 15 traffic complaints come in a day. They're speeding on my road, and a lot of times we'll do traffic studies in there with a trailer or a stealth device, and what you realize is it's not necessarily a speed issue, it's a volume issue. We have a lot of areas, I'm sure, in both counties that are cut-throughs. They're ways to avoid traffic areas, and everybody's like, hey, there's cars running 70 miles an hour. No, it's just a never-ending stream of cars. So it's, the volume, there's only so much you can do, especially when a – a river comes into play, and then like you, the one highway getting everybody in and out. There's, you know, there's just limited to what you can do. But as far as outside of that is just to, you know, to try and grow your traffic when you have people.
Man, up in Indian Land, you got the 521 corridor, and then you got all the big box stores up there now, which is bringing people in from Union County, Mecklenburg County, York County. We're fixing to open up a Costco's or a Target. Which is just going to create more problems when it comes to traffic.
Y'all have three major hospitals on that road, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Three major hospitals.
Yeah. You got another one coming.
Yeah, got another one coming.
Just one will be yours, but there's two that are going to cause the same problem down there.
So there really is no solution except to do the best you can do to keep people safe.
I mean, well, make the roads bigger, slow the growth down, and add more people.
Well, in the case of making the roads bigger, that didn't work too well in Lancaster County.
That's right.
They're going to give it another shot. They've had very success, a lot of success here in York County with Pennies for Progress, but it takes 8 or 10 years to build a road, and by that time, the numbers of people driving have grown even more. All right, let me ask you all about what's coming up here this Saturday. It's Flag Day, it's Trump's birthday, and we're talking about all these national events that are going to be going on over the place. Is that something that's even on your radar screen, Max?
It's always on our radar screen. You know, we maintain communication with the intelligence agencies, FBI, SLED, one another, and you know, with us being a small rural county, we don't expect there to be problems, but we'll be prepared to respond appropriately if there are. But we also share resources, so these sheriffs know that if there's a need, if something's going on that is they're requiring extra manpower, we'll respond to that.
Tony, how about you?
Well, our patrol captain and our command staff has been in communication with the other municipalities, especially Rock Hill, and spoke to them and to just formulate a plan in case they need anything and whatever they would need to be supplemented with. For us, you know, the unincorporated areas, and like Max said, are probably not going to be an area where people are going to go and do that. It's going to be in an incorporated area, and you know, and we're just going to be prepared to help and respond to anybody that would need it.
Barry?
Yeah, same here. I don't expect any big problems in Lancaster. I have talked with Chief Roper, and we've talked and coordinated a few things, but other than that, I don't expect any big problems.
Well, that's good. You know, we've got this craziness going on in this country right now. We're trying to deal with the illegal immigration problems. We're seeing sanctuary cities, you know, in California doing everything they can to fight those people who are trying to take care of the problem. And I guess sooner or later we're going to see some of that here because we're right around a major metropolitan area. I mean, is that something that you would expect a conversation down the line with ICE or whoever about?
Well, we've been a 287G the entire time, and we've
what does that mean?
That's where you actually enforce the immigration laws even prior to now, where you were not a sanctuary county, and so we have participated. You know, there's a lot of times, especially right now, a lot of the federal agencies are not really, there's not a big partnership. They're just kind of doing it kind of on their own, and they're still operating. But I think that people lose sight of the fact that they are still primarily focused on your true violent offenders and your and getting those violent people. And you know, and the big stir up and everything that they're coming into schools and they're doing things like that, we just haven't seen it and don't anticipate it.
Good.
So, but we are, you know, we've made it clear we're going to cooperate. And you know, and some people, they lose sight of that laws are laws.
Yeah.
You know, you can't enforce DUIs and not enforce that.
I want to thank all of you for being here today. That half hour flew right by, just as I expected it would be. York County Sheriff Tony Breeden, Chester County Sheriff Max Dorsey, and Lancaster County Sheriff Barry Fail. Thank you for what all of you do day in and day out, and all of your departments as well. And hopefully keep us all safe. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, you got one more chance to make it big time here. Fresh subs and salads at Substation 2, 6 days a week. Barry, I expect you to bounce out on this now. At the count of three, how do we do it? One, two, three. Spice, spice. Oh, I'm going to get you next time, Tony. I'm going to get you next time. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
South Carolina's most honored.